Brothers and sisters, 80,000 South African miners. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. This has been a morning where I've had to try to stay focused on designing the future myself. There have been, as tends to happen, and Sunday mornings for my show, I find I am presented with enough diversions to attempt to distract, and that it's a challenge sometimes to come back to that center that we all have to act from. Brothers and sisters, 80,000 South African miners, 10,000 Mexican teachers, thousands more on their feet in the U.S. serving food made fast and cheap, or being picked at in Walmart's teeth as it fattens on your shrinking standard of living, on your low-wage subsidies. It's time to think and plan more strategically and combine our strikes globally and ask all folks of heart to show solidarity. I don't think it could be more obvious, but it's never talked about over the airwaves. Yet we will hear people talk about uniting globally to save the planet as if our bodies, what are we made of, by the way? You know, why don't they care about us? And if they can coordinate a global effort to supposedly save the earth, it can be done. We can coordinate our strikes globally, so it is not a failure of will of the politicians, but of the pundits, of all those who have the ability. But then again, ability is relative for a lot of reasons, including those coins that get dropped in their pockets from these funding agencies. So we need to talk about it, is what I'm arguing here. Power, by means of global geopolitical planning bodies, acknowledged and covert, is determined to organize the world for us, impose a structure on the world that realizes a vision over 2,000 years old. The very age of it itself, they believe, makes it legitimate. And no sacrifice of the earth or our bodies is too great for us to make if it will allow Papa Plato to rest at last. So the tribe of Plato presides over greater and greater, seemingly impartial as the rules themselves empty our shrinking stores into their coffers, consolidation of the resources, wealth of the planet, even as we are pushed into smaller and smaller units to prevent our coming together. Balkanization is one name for what they do. And are prodded as we squirm in our small buckets to lash out at each other. So this is the state our pundits are wedded to, and desperately trying to convince us, as their worth to power depends on it, to be wedded to as well. But there were, in the not too distant past, significant exceptions, significantly all dead, or mostly. But one thing is for sure, they are no longer speaking, and that's curious to me. And we'll be talking a little bit about that, that if you've done enough digging and enough analysis and enough thinking through what you found to get that it is this really, really, really tiny number of philosopher king hopefuls who are holding the world back from our well-deserved freedom. If you've gotten to that point, why stop? And like I said, I truly don't understand it. It's a puzzle for me because, I mean, they've got way more resources than this website effort. So I would not encourage us to dwell on this, just as I would not encourage us to dwell on the psychology of power or even power at all, except to the degree of recognizing their level of organization, which means the level of their threat, that and the deep, deep pockets mean they can do havoc, wreak havoc on us, and that we don't know what has their fingerprints on it, and what just has the fingerprints of our general confusion because we've been lied to all our lives. But that if we start simply getting clear on our principles, on our values, on our future, on the prize we want, and stay as focused on our prize as they obviously do on theirs, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the psychology of parrots, of pundits or power. But we have to be certain, or else we will be undermined by all of their combined efforts.